Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to WrestleRama Radio, WrestleRama.com, Facebook.com/WrestleRama. It is Thursday night, April 25th. We have a ton of news to go over. We're going to talk a bit about the ratings from AEW Dynamite Wednesday night. We also have the quarter-hour breakdowns. We have how their competition fared last night. They won against some NBA and NHL playoffs. And we also have how it went against their average over the last 4 weeks and how it went against the same time last year. We're also going to talk about the SmackDown draft, what's coming up this weekend for AEW, as well as AAA Triple Mania. And we're going to talk some minor league baseball wrestling nights to close out the show. But let's get into the AEW Dynamite ratings from last night. We had a show up earlier. Quick show. We did report AEW Dynamite last night did get 683,000 viewers. It was their lowest rating since January 6, 2021, which was the day of the Capitol riot. So that was a big, huge news day. Dynamite did rank number six for the day on cable in the coveted 18 to 49 demo. It was outranked by the two NBA playoff games on TNT and the two NHL playoff games on ESPN, as well as Inside the NBA, which came on after midnight. That came on after the late game on TNT. So number one for the night was the Pelicans versus Thunder on TNT. They got 2.8 million viewers. Heat versus Celtics on TNT, 2.8 million viewers. Bruins versus Maple Leafs NHL on ESPN, 1.2 million viewers. The Golden Knights versus Stars NHL on ESPN got just over 1 million viewers. Inside the NBA on TNT, and again, this aired just after midnight. This got 1.1 million viewers. And then number six was AEW Dynamite on TBS with 683,000 viewers. This episode versus last week dropped 10%. Last week got 762,000 viewers. The average over the last 4 weeks has been 770,000 viewers, so it's down by 11%. And it's down overall 12% from the same time last year, where it was right around 855,000 viewers. We have the quarter-hour breakdowns. Let me pull those up for you. All right, so the show started with 792,000 viewers. That, of course, the opening was the Elite. Jack Perry arriving to the show. Trent Beretta, Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, Angle. Moxley backstage promo, and it started the Swerve Strickland versus Kyle Fletcher match. It dropped to 716,000 viewers in the next segment, which was the Strickland versus Fletcher match continuing. Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo backstage angle. Then for the next quarter hour, 8:30 to 8:45, it dropped to 709,000 viewers, which was the Mina Sharikawa versus Anna Jay match and the post-match angle with Mariah May and Toni Storm. The next segment, 8:45 to 9 p.m., dropped to 694,000 viewers, which was the Serena Deeb rant promo, which I couldn't hear what she was saying between the bad audio and the loud music that was playing. They then went into the Willow Nightingale, Chris Statlander, Stokely Hathaway, Mercedes Moné angle promo. And then we went to Jack Perry, Matt Jackson backstage promo. The next quarter hour, 9 to 9:15, dropped to 629,000 viewers. So about 65,000 people turn the channel, and that was for the AEW International Title number one contender gauntlet match. From 9:15 to 9:30, it got up to 659,000 viewers, so it jumped about 30,000 viewers. That continued the AEW International Title gauntlet match and the post match with Will Ospreay, Roderick Strong. And then that started the Chris Jericho Big Bill promo. But then it dropped 52,000 viewers. It dropped from 659,000 viewers to 607,000 viewers during the 9:30 to 9:45 quarter hour. That was the Ospreay Don Callis backstage angle, and it started the Jon Moxley versus Powerhouse Hobbs match. Then for the 9:45 to 10 o'clock quarter hour, jumped up to 657,000 viewers, and that was for the Moxley and Hobbs match continuing, the Renee and Shibata backstage promo, and then of course the show ending promo with Jack Perry, the Bucks, Okada, and Tony Khan. So the end of the show angle actually increased by 50,000 viewers. So give them a little bit of credit for drawing some viewers. I think overall, I think the sports competition definitely hurt them. I mean, as a wrestling fan, I can't tell you how many times I haven't watched. If I wanted to watch a wrestling show and baseball or basketball or whatever's on, I would still watch wrestling. So I guess people were finding something else to watch. It was a tough night. I know the West Coast was live as well, so it started at 5 o'clock on the West Coast, which I'm sure hurt their ratings as well. But overall, not a good number. I think the show closing angle drew some people. It definitely drew some curiosity. I really like seeing Tony Khan today, the day of the NFL draft, walking around in a neck brace selling the injury angle. And as we told you on our earlier episode and also on our website, WrestleRama.com, NFL Films is following Tony Khan around this week as he goes between the NFL draft and managing Collision, Dynamite, Rampage. So that's going to be really interesting to see how all that NFL Films backstage footage presents this angle with AEW. I did see some write-ups. The NFL sent out an article and some other mainstream articles talking about Jaguar executive Tony Khan injured during wrestling angle. So I'm really curious to see if Tony Khan appears on TV tonight during the NFL draft, and how all this NFL Films behind the scenes footage is presented once it's all put together. Speaking of the draft, Friday night starts the WWE draft on SmackDown. We're going to go over that real quick. We do have the list of people eligible for the draft, and we have some rules that the WWE put out. Rules of the draft: champions on each brand will be protected and are not eligible to be drafted. As a result, Damian Priest, Becky Lynch, Awesome Truth, and Sami Zayn will remain on Raw. Cody Rhodes, Bayley, A-Town Down Under, and Logan Paul will remain on SmackDown. Even though their status as champions allows them to go to both brands, WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Asuka and Kairi Sane are eligible to be drafted. They will be assigned to that brand if they lose the titles. Friday's SmackDown will feature four rounds of draft picks being announced. Each round will consist of the brands making two picks apiece for a total of 16 picks being announced, eight for SmackDown and eight for Raw. Monday's Raw will feature six rounds of draft picks being announced. Each round will consist of the brands making two picks apiece for a total of 24 picks, 12 for Raw and 12 for SmackDown. SmackDown will have the first pick on Friday, and Raw will have first pick on Monday. Rosters will go into effect on Monday, May 6, 2 days after Backlash in France. So Friday's available draft pool: AJ Styles, Abba Fire, and Isla Dawn. They have them together. Alpha Academy, which is Chad Gable, Otis, Akira Tozawa, and Maxxine Dupri. Andrade, Bianca Belair, Braun Breaker, Cedric Alexander, and Ashante the Adonis. Ivar, Jey Uso, LA Knight, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Randy Orton, Ricochet, Seth Rollins, Shayna Baszler, Sheamus, The Bloodline, which is Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, and Paul Heyman. The OC, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, and Meechan, and Zoe Starks. NXT superstars will be eligible to be drafted. And for Monday's available draft pool, DIY, Apollo Crews, Braun Strowman, Bronson Reed, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, which are together, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, which are together, CM Punk, the Creed Brothers, Damage Control, which is Io Sky, Dakota Kai, and Kabuki Warriors, Drew McIntyre, Final Testament, Karrion Kross, AOP, Scarlett, and Paul Ellering, Giovanni Vinci, very interesting. I don't see that bright of a future for Giovanni after this Imperium run. Imperium is also eligible for the draft, and they have Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser together. Jade Cargill. Judgment Day, which is Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, and JD McDonagh. Caden Carter and Katana Chance. Kevin Owens. Legado del Fantasma, which is Santos Escobar. Angel Berto and Electra Lopez. LWO, which is the entire group. Naomi, Natalya, New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. New Day, which is Kofi and Xavier. Odyssey Jones, Pretty Deadly, Shinsuke Nakamura, Tegan Knox, The Pride, which is Bobby Lashley, Street Profits, and B-Fab and Tiffany Stratton. Some very interesting names. I'd love to hear who would be your first pick both nights. For Friday night, I mean, if the Bloodline are together, Roman, you gotta figure that would be the first pick. Or if they really want to break out and put some emphasis on a new name, I'd go with Bron Breakker as the first pick. For Monday night, that's another interesting one. Some names, you know, Braun Strowman really hasn't been around in a while. Giovanni, like I said, I don't see him lasting much longer after this run with Imperium, or the feud with Imperium. You got Bronson Reed, Drew, I guess Drew McIntyre could be a number one pick. Possibly Jade Cargill would be a pick, like with Bron Breakker, if you want to really establish a young name as an up and comer. And that's probably really it. I mean, I don't see Judgment Day being a number one pick. New Day, New Catch Republic. I would say either Drew or Jade for night two, Monday Night Raw. For night one on SmackDown, I would say Bron Breakker or The Bloodline. I would love to hear your thoughts on the draft, who you would pick first both nights. You can communicate with us through our website, WrestleRama.com. You got all of our social media outlets on there, our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and everything. All of our social medias, by the way, is at WrestleRama. Love to hear from you. You can also shoot us an email, which is WrestleRama at gmail.com. Love to hear your thoughts on the SmackDown draft. Then Saturday, busy day for AEW as they have Collision and Rampage both live back to back. Collision will start off immediately after the NBA playoffs. There won't be any type of post-game show. AEW is going to start Collision with heavyweight champion Swerve Strickland. And I really hope they use the time wisely, shoot a big angle, make a big announcement. Because you're going to have around, I don't know, 2, 3 million basketball fans possibly still on the channel when AEW goes live. Use those viewers wisely. Do something big. Besides Swerve on the show, they've also announced Toni Storm versus Anna Jay. Unified World Trios Championship as Jay White and the Guns take on Top Flight and Action Andretti. And the Grizzled Young Vets will compete in tag team action. And in their promo, their backstage promo, they actually challenged the Acclaimed. I haven't seen that match made official yet, so it'll be interesting to see if that happens. Then for Rampage, also Saturday night, right after Collision, live, Thunder Rosa versus Deonna Purrazzo, and a parking lot fight with Trent Beretta versus Chuck Taylor. Quick reminder that Kenny Omega will be appearing on next week's Dynamite in Winnipeg. He will not be wrestling. It's just an appearance. I'm sure he'll make mention of the Elite and Tony Khan angle that ended last week's, or excuse me, last night's Dynamite. So it'll be nice to see Kenny back in the ring, at least just as an appearance and, saying hi to the fans and giving us an update. Also Saturday, April 27th, Lucha Libre AAA Worldwide Triple Mania 32 in Monterey. And I gotta tell you, I remember the first ever Triple Mania. That early 90s AAA scene were some of my favorite videotapes that I would get on a regular basis. You had Conan, Jake Roberts, Eddie Guerrero, the late great Love Machine, Art Barr. You had midgets, you had cage matches, hair versus hair matches, and then you were introduced to guys like Rey Mysterio and Psicosis. That 92, 93, 94, 95 Triple Mania, Triple A scene was an excellent time to be a wrestling fan. This Saturday, they'll see Triple A Mega Championship, where Nick Nemeth, formerly Dolph Ziggler, faces off El Patron Alberto, formerly Alberto Del Rio. They're also going to have a trios match where Team Mexico, which is Psycho Clown, Octagon Jr., and Naredo Kid, take on Team United States, which is Sam Adonis, QT Marshall, and Parker Boudreau, formerly of AEW. We haven't seen him around. I'm not sure if he's still officially with the company, but he will be competing this Saturday night in Monterey for Triple Mania 32. Wanted to mention real quick, minor league baseball season has started. We're huge baseball fans and we love going to minor league baseball games. And a lot of minor league baseball teams in the area, and I'm sure in your area as well, they have different theme nights to draw a crowd. And one of the most popular theme nights is wrestling night. And we go to a bunch of minor league games every summer and we always try to find when these wrestling nights will take place. And here's some of the games that we've already targeted to attend. Some we've already gotten tickets for. Let's start with June 1st in Hagerstown, Maryland. The Hagerstown Flying Boxcars host Wrestling Night, where they'll have indie wrestling after the show. Then July 5th, something really cool, the Reading Fighting Phils up in Pennsylvania. They're going to have Indie Wrestling Night and Kurt Angle Bobblehead Night, where Kurt Angle will be in attendance. He'll be available for pictures, autographs, and also, again, if you buy a certain ticket, you get a bobblehead of Kurt Angle. I don't think it's for every fan you have to buy. It might be an extra $20 for the bobblehead in your ticket. So yeah, July 5th, Reading Fighting Phils, Kurt Angle Bobblehead Night. July 26th, Wrestling Night featuring WWE Hall of Famer for the Frederick Keys in Frederick, Maryland. I believe those tickets go on sale Friday. Then August the 6th, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Tuesday, August 6th at 7:05 Eastern, they'll be hosting Wrestling Night. And I believe it's just a indie wrestling show. I can't remember if it's before or after the baseball game. So that's something cool we look forward to every year. And also the Baltimore Orioles, it's not a Baltimore Orioles sponsored event, but I believe it's June 15th. It's Father's Day weekend. It's that Saturday at the Baltimore Orioles versus Philadelphia Phillies game. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is hosting a tailgate, which will have live music, appearances by Mickey James and Elias. And they'll be having live matches by Maryland Championship Wrestling. So that's Saturday of Father's Day weekend. I forget what the date is. So that should be fun as well. And I'd love to hear wrestling themed nights for your local minor league baseball team, wherever you may be. Again, you can email us at wrestlerama@gmail.com or find us on social media. You can visit us at wrestlerama.com, where you can find all of our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You can message us there. And again, all of our social medias are at WrestleRama. Well, that's it for today's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Love to hear your comments on the show. And until next time, take care and see ya.